3 minutes max. We play them each week. Last week, New Zealanders giving us their opinions, and last week we took a break because of what happened in Christchurch. But this week, 3 minutes max is back. And it's still about the attacks on the mosques. Professor Mohan Dutta holds the Dean's Chair in Communication at Massey University.
The terrorist attacks in Christchurch reflect the global rise in Islamophobia. This particular event, therefore, should be seen as connected to wider global rise in hatred toward Muslims that are actively cultivated by political parties, various kinds of media organizations, and a wide range of other hate industries. On one hand, of course, you know, this is an expression of white supremacist extremism, and we should treat it as such. It also is continuous with various kinds of everyday actions and mainstream speeches by political leaders, by political parties that operate on the trope of the Muslim other. Now, one of the things that we see happens in existing scholarship is that it documents that this hatred is often generated and circulated in the mainstream, securing its legitimacy from many mainstream political parties, which, of course, are looking for votes and driving campaign strategies of parties. So the rise of right-wing authoritarian leaders, and if you see this as a phenomenon across the globe, is driven by the hate industry and its appeal to the least common denominator, which often is hatred for the other. And in this way, it captures and manipulates public sentiments to secure political power. The image of the Muslim threat has been systematically and strategically cultivated. So you actually see big money, foundations, private organizations that are funding this hate industry, that are actively putting up images and narratives of the Muslim threat. And that sort of also plays out then in the narrative of white genocide, which you see, which is sort of, you know, the threat of the Muslims taking over civilization. To counter Islamophobia, then I think in many ways we need authentic conversations that are anchored in voices of Muslims that are experiencing this hate. We have to create spaces for talking about it, and we have to actively work on countering this all the way from our interpersonal circles, from our homes and families, to our workplaces, to our educational institutions. Ultimately, I think the solutions against hatred can only emerge when spaces are created for recognizing and transforming these racist architectures of hate. The message of the Prime Minister is very powerful in these times, not only for New Zealand, but globally, because it creates very much an alternative anchor to Islamophobia. It sort of promises an opening for the voices of Muslims that are experiencing this hatred to actually start conversations on how do you stop this global spread of Islamophobia.
Professor Mohan Dutta.